flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
We have more breaking news here in the NBA. Our Sham Sharanya reporting that Sacramento is finalizing a trade that sends De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio. It's a multi-team trade that also moves the Chicago Bulls' Zach LaVine to the Kings. Brian Windhorst, contextualize this for us.
Victor Wembanyama has a running mate now with De'Aaron Fox. It's what De'Aaron Fox wanted. The Kings are going to get Zach LaVine, who's a replacement playmaker, and a couple of first-round picks here. The Bulls are going to offload some salary and start sort of a more tank process to keep their draft pick.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Big weekend in the NBA, off the court, not on the court.
Huge.
Just incredible to see a trade like the Luka AD trade, a local guy AD moving on from the Lakers to the Mavericks, and Luka coming to play with LeBron. How long will that take to figure out? LeBron,
2 games.
Okay.
I don't think it'll take long. Look at what happened with Kyrie Irving, and we wondered about how that would work. And Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, they helped the Mavs be in the NBA Finals. That was just months ago? Was that seem like last year? I don't know what the Mavs are doing. I don't know what they're thinking. But nonetheless, and you said off the court news, it was the biggest blockbuster weekend off the court. But you know what? Saturday night, LeBron James at 40 years old at Madison Square Garden, unbelievable performance, beating the Knicks. And that was, you thought, the biggest story the Lakers would have over the weekend. And then hours later, they trade
and LeBron,
Anthony Davis.
He had no idea. No one even told him.
You sound skeptical.
I am so skeptical. You know, LeBron shares the same agent with AD. You're telling me that they're not telling the agent that they're trading the
guy? That's the claim.
And he's not telling LeBron that they're trading his running mate when the only reason that he's
The last time you sounded this skeptical of a move or a denial like that was when Aaron Rodgers said he knew nothing of Robert Saleh being fired. And in both cases, both guys, you know, have to have some input over moves this big, this seismic, because there's not a bigger trade in the NBA. I say, tell me a bigger trade in the NBA ever.
Yeah, no, there's not many.
Or a more surprising one.
There's not many.
A player in his prime, entering his prime at 25 years old, Mully.
25.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
What are they thinking?
It's a shocker. Again, LeBron had no idea.
They didn't
try to trade him, by the way. They just traded him to the Lakers.
They were one team and one team only. Yep. They did not open it for bidding because they could have gotten much more, I believe. Because if Rudy Gobert can get you, what, as many as 5 first-round draft picks when he was dealt from the Jazz, you wonder what Luka could get, 25 entering his prime. Before we get to the phone calls, you were skeptical early when I mentioned this idea, but I do wonder, do you think that the way that the Lakers and the Mavs consummated that trade and surprised everybody and bold action had any effect on Arturis Karnaschovas' mindset Sunday and saying, you know what, I've got to do something. I'm going to press the button now.
Well,
more compelled.
I think he had to do something, and he was ready to do something. That's a three-team trade. That the parameters of that were already in place. You're saying he only agreed to the awful return because he knew he had to do something.
I'm asking.
And he's going to hide it in the shadow of the earlier deal.
Rhetorical question.
I'm not answering. I'm not answering rhetorically. I'm saying that you believe that in the shadow of that big trade, I can get rid of this guy and no one will notice that I didn't return it.
I think it's easier to do. It's easier to get there philosophically, internally, if you say, well, you know, I'm not the only guy who's making a big trade this weekend. I'm not the only guy gambling my reputation on something that is a little in return because it won't be the worst trade made this weekend.
People will think Dallas is worse than me.
Exactly.
I like it.
Exactly.
I like it. I like the idea of it. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. We'll start with Doug. He's listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Doug.
Morning,
Good
morning,
Doug. How's it going?
Good.
I just kind of had to, once I heard about the trade, Zach, I had to take a minute and just reflect before I reacted. And that the front office is doing a terrible job. And the first point I make is that when they traded, go back to Jimmy, the previous administration, and think about the talent that they got for Jimmy, Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine. Now you end up giving them away, basically. And if you want to talk about the money, then why would they sign Patrick Williams to that extension? And that's just the start. So I think they're doing a terrible job, and get ready to be in NBA purgatory for the next 5 to 10 years. Thanks
for the phone call. Well, they're trying to escape NBA purgatory. That's where they spent the last 4 to 5 years. Now they're trying to definitely go a little further south. I think that it's a little further south, and this is the direction they're headed before they can start the trek back and the ascension, if you will. I don't know if this is going to work. I think that we are, as we talked during the break, Mully, we are in the midst of, in Chicago sports, certainly not purgatory, because this feels much worse and hotter than that. We have three teams among the five professional teams, major professional teams in Chicago, in the midst of major rebuilds, correct?
Yeah.
The Bulls,
well,
the Sox, and the Blackhawks.
Number one, because they're losing more games than any five men have ever lost in one lifetime. No, really.
Okay.
Fair enough. They set a record.
Yes,
and again, if they get better by 20 games, they still will lose over 100. It's shocking how awful they've been.
It is shocking.
Shocking is the word for it. It's just hard to believe that it got that bad. So that's the basic fall apart level. The Blackhawks are probably next because they're a couple years into it and they haven't made any strides at all, even though they attempted to sign some people and they claim they were
getting ready. This year.
Didn't work.
They aren't necessarily more competitive. Yeah. And now Connor Bedard taking on some water because he gets criticized nationally by Mark Messier, of all people, over the weekend for his commitment to defense. Didn't like to hear that. Don't like what that implies, but you're right. I don't want to interrupt you because you're right. The Blackhawks have a lot more ground to cover.
So then I believe you get to the Bulls.
Okay.
And only
They're probably third on the tier of,
yes,
of, yeah, the rebuilds. Okay.
But, you know, how bad can they get? See, when you trade your best players, you should get significantly worse. But I'm not sure how bad they are to begin with. I'm not sure that when you have replacement level superstars, how bad can you get?
Question is, are they getting too much out of this roster, right? Because if they want to be as bad as they possibly can be and dip to the sixth spot in the NBA draft order, then they're going to have to be much worse and do much more work here.
You know who's been pretty good the last five games or so is Jalen Smith. He's like hitting some outside shots.
Yes.
He's a
quality player.
Yeah, he's a pretty good
big
player.
Man with some touch.
Yeah.
You like that. And the Bulls have been playing small lately. That's what I mean. They may have gotten worse by trading Zach in theory.
Yeah.
You wonder if they're still going to compete and be able to win some games that maybe you don't expect them to.
Io works really hard. He breaks his hump. He's
gotta
going go. 100 miles an hour.
So he's got to go.
He can defend.
He's got to go.
Kobe can score 30 points.
What's he still doing here?
Yeah. But that's what you're kind of saying.
Unfortunately, yes. I don't like to see those guys leave. But if I'm a general manager and I'm waking up this morning to all of what's happened over the weekend, I'm looking at my roster. If I need a shooter, I'm calling the Bulls about Kobe White. If I want a defensive guy in my rotation, I'm calling the Bulls about Io DeSumo, because both those contracts are tradable.
Yeah. Pat Williams is awful. You could probably hang on to him.
Oh, that's a contract we didn't mention that also is on AK's ledger. 5 years, $90 million. He's better coming off the bench. We've learned that in the last week.
Kevin is listening on the Odyssey app. Kevin, how you doing?
What's up, guys? I am so confused this morning. And Paul, you hit it right on the head. Arturas is sitting in his office right now, thinking he did a great thing because he's not the worst executive in the entire NBA this weekend. But it seems like we get fleeced on every single deal. Vucevic cost 2 first-rounders. DeRozan cost a first-rounder. Now our big haul this weekend is if we get in the 15th spot, we get to keep it. I don't know what we're doing. We've been in purgatory forever. We're going to continue being there. Hopefully we can go more far down south. But what's the solution to this, guys? Is it cleaning out our tourists? Is it cleaning out Billy Donovan?
Well,
I don't know.
Natural questions to ask after a move like this, and I understand that. And how do you get out of this? Mully, you're exactly right. We said it in the first 5 minutes of the show, and it will remain true for the next 5 months or so. You got to get lucky.
That's all.
You got to get lucky.
That's their plan.
You've got to win the lottery. Literally.
It will be hard to get bad enough to pass some of these horrible teams in the NBA. There are teams already that are on the Cooper flag bandwagon and are kind of figuring out how to lose.
By the way, while we're talking about Cooper flag, brought him up. Over the weekend, leads Duke over North Carolina. Yep. Only had 21 points, but what an all-around game. If you saw any of that game, I know Dustin was watching. That was a professional performance. This is a kid who is growing up very fast.
Yeah, he did a really good job when he was with the challenging the national team in that camp, and that was before he even played a college game. No, he looks like a good young player. There are several coming out this year, and the Bulls, their plan is, okay, they got their own pick. They're at 9 now, so they could get to 6 fairly easily. Are they going to be able to get to a...
I don't know.
No, it's not going to happen.
Nobody can tell you definitively that they can do that, because it's all about the luck.
It's all about the
draw. And now you want to be in the top 3. Maybe we'll study it more. They'll be able to tell me 5 or 6. But there's Cooper Flagg. There's Ace Bailey. Hmm. There's Dylan Harper.
Yeah, right now.
Kendall Gill, our guy, Friday, whose opinion on NBA players and prospects I trust as much as anybody we talk to.
Ace Bailey over Cooper Flagg.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know if it's crazy.
Not really, I think it's crazy. I don't want to say crazy. Yeah. I was surprised.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But I also think it bears remembering when you're in that situation if you get to that spot. But the only way you're going to get to that spot is to have a little luck.
So back to the rebuilding teams.
Okay.
Then we got the Bears.
All right.
Okay. The Bears are probably the second, just because their rebuild kind of started last year by getting a quarterback and a receiver.
Yeah.
They have a lot of work to do.
They're year two.
They need to get a lot better, but it is kind of year two. Of the rebuild. It's actually like longer than
it's
that.
It's much longer than that.
But you think that
we're rounding up
the competency of the coach.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that the guy is a bright guy, the fact that he ran a pretty good offense, best offense in the
league. It's a very strange sensation.
Year.
The Bears have won the coaching derby.
They pretty much did win that. So that helps a lot. Let's see how they do in the draft. They got the same drafter there. They got the same issues with some of the
Don't bring
personnel.
Me down. You got me feeling pretty good about the Bears. Don't bring me down.
I'm just being honest.
I know, but I don't really like the fact they have the same drafter there.
Okay, well, they could use Jalen Carter.
But I like – no, see, there you go. Don't kill the Bears buzz.
I don't know if you're following the Super Bowl at all, but there's a guy named Patrick Mahomes.
They passed on him too.
He's going for his fourth Super Bowl. Well, no. Would he be three in with the Bear? How many would they have won if they had not taken Mitch and they took him?
Well, that's tomorrow's pick six question. Okay. I would not say that he would win maybe even one.
We're not even focused on that yet.
But we digress.
But yeah, they got to get an offensive line. There's things.
But Ben Johnson is here, and I trust his opinion on personnel. I trust his opinion on play calling, and I think he'll know when to call the timeout. All right, so there's the Bears.
So there's the Bears, and then number one is the Cubs.
They're the closest to a championship.
For this year. They're not close to a championship because, unfortunately...
The Dodgers?
Well, the Dodgers are close to a championship. They just won one and they got better.
Well, besides the Dodgers, you have to put that aside. Do you feel like the Cubs are doing everything within their power and resources to chase a championship?
No, I do not. I think they're going for... they're in a position where everybody else in their division is not going for it. So... They're signing some veteran guy. They need a big move here. They need if they bring in the third baseman.
Bregman.
Bregman. Maybe
absolutely.
They're going for it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But at this point, they still haven't spent all the money that they saved by getting rid of Bellinger. They did bring in a guy in Tucker who's got 1 year. To do a. I mean, I think that's a great move because I think he wants to make. $500 million, and if he's going to do that, he's going to have to put up one of the great seasons.
Yeah, and you
so
want to motivate
him. He'll be very
contract
motivated.
Year.
It's a contract year. I think they'll get a lot out of it.
By the same token, I'd be excited if they traded for Dylan Cease, who would be entering a contract year.
What if they traded Justin Steele?
I would not like that. I would not be as excited.
I would not
be as excited because I think you bring in Dylan Cease to pair with Justin Steele, not to replace him. And if you pair him with Justin Steele, then we're talking about doing whatever you can do to put yourself in a position to challenge the Dodgers. Because then you get to the playoffs, you get in the tournament, and anything can happen.
That's fair.
All right. So we've been through the five teams. Back to the Bulls. Trying to bottom out.
They're the middle of the awful teams in Chicago. That's what we've decided. Okay. Larry is in Naperville. Hey, Larry.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? You know, I've been trying to get in here last week. I did talk to you guys. And, Molly, with all respect to you.
Please.
Your fellow Irishman. Billy Donovan is absolutely the problem with the Chicago Bulls. Now, you look, he's been here 5 years. He has finished 500 one time. He has never developed guys. Patrick Williams, now he may be just a bust, but he's certainly, you know, everybody's raving. He had three games with over 10 points. You know, it's like saying Andrew Benintendi last summer, you know, didn't hit for 80 games, and nobody said a word when he started hitting, but now three games, Patrick Williams. You know, Casey Johnson says the most crazy thing the other night. He says, we got to applaud Billy Donovan for the way he changed his offense. They're 8 games under 500. I mean, what are you talking about?
Let me ask something. Do you think he changed their offense?
They play like – you want to go to the East Bank Club and watch the same team play.
I'm not talking about the talent. I'm talking about the style of play. You don't think Billy changed?
They play a losing style of play.
They play the way everybody in the NBA plays.
They run the floor. They play at a fast pace. I don't know why you get mad about it.
You're not going to win a thing with Billy Donovan. Nothing. He's one of the worst coaches I've seen in Chicago.
Yeah, how do you judge that? I'm just curious.
Wins and losses.
No. You look at the talent level. You know, you just said that you're not seeing anything from Patrick Williams, and they gave him a contract. How is Billy supposed to make him a great player? Then let me ask you this.
Then how does Pedro Gasol going to make Louis Robert a great player?
Never.
But you blame Gasol.
Never.
That's not what I did.
I didn't blame him. I just said they're sticking with a guy for no reason. He didn't. Billy at least has a background.
Billy has a pedigree as a coach. He has a resume.
Last question. Okay. How many years you gonna settle for this with Billy Donovan? How many years?
That's a good question, Larry. Thanks for the phone call. I think that's a question he may be asking himself. The Bulls in the midst of a rebuild may be asking about the long-term future, but I don't think that Billy Donovan is a bigger part of the problem than the solution. I think he is definitely a guy that his record speaks for itself, but maybe we are biased, but I think that he's done everything he can to the point where he's changed the style of play to try to get the most out of a roster that has been kind of lackluster.
I like the idea that I'm like this Irish Catholic guy that identifies only with other Irish Catholics.
Well, that's a good fit.
That's fair.
That's fair.
You're kind of in the same boat.
Okay, but he was coming after you, Larry.
That's all right, but he's coming after me
during baseball season. That's good. Larry's coming.
You know,
we asked for a reaction. That's what we want.
The majority of Lithuanians are Catholic. I've got a ton of close friends who are Lithuanian because I met them at the seminary.
Larry had all the fire and passion, and we will talk to somebody next who has just as much fire and passion and insight, Will Perdue.
Okay, Will next. Mully and Haw, we'll find out what he thinks of Billy's job. Mully and Haw on the score.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.